Welcome to
everyone. So, before starting reading, if anyone has anything from yesterday to talk about.
Many people were asking questions yesterday relating to your views on yoga. And I also would like to try to clarify for myself.
Yes.
For this as well. So I have a few questions. Now, I fully agree that the way yoga has developed in the West in the last 10 years, it's been largely reduced to a system of physical exercises.
Yeah.
It's quite divorced from its original spiritual context. Need more rest and relaxation. But on the other hand, many people in the West don't lead very physically active lives. Unlike the parents' time. So many people are spending hours and hours in front of a computer. You've got all kinds of chronic problems with the back, the shoulders, and things. So, I believe that some form of moderate exercise is necessary. What's your response to that?
I think, from this belief, from this scene, I talked yesterday, of course, body has become kind of hyperactive, and there is not enough to do for the body. So, as you said that, they are not doing so much physical work. So, of course, cells are hyperactive and there is not enough to do, in physical term. So something on the, body level, something needs to be changed.
From sitting too long behind a desk, don't you think that some form of exercise is necessary?
We are giving little exercises, really to, whatever, I don't know the name, but you are saying, so I accept the name.
But the thing is, yesterday, to Nanda to reduce the number of sun salutations from three to the impression I'm getting that even something as simple and moderate as that is still too much.
Maybe that is not too much if cells are not hyperactive. If for a lazy body, this will be perfect. But when cells are already hyperactive, you really have to kind of rewind, It's not spreading, you have to find a yoga which is kind of rewinding, So this is why I was suggesting, from 3 to 2, will be,
Different for everyone.
I think, everybody has to feel, starting on some kind of base, and then also you have to keep on feeling, if there is a, like, you know, if you, your body is hearing you or not, you know. Like, this will be the kind of test, like, the moment, you know, like, you ask your body to move, and body starts moving, you know, without, like, with happily, you know, like, giving happy feeling. So, like, somewhere, you know, this connection has to be made, like, you know, body and you has to follow each other, kind of. Like, when body asks, it's too much, you also should stop, you know. You should listen to body, body should listen to you. Like, somehow this couple has to be couple, you know. Yeah, just 1 minute. Let me finish with him. Yeah, yeah. Let's go ahead. Yeah.
Another thing was the relationship between asana and rest.
Mm-hmm. Practicing. Yeah.
I really don't find
yeah.
that there is any connection either way
yeah.
between the intensity and the amount of one's asana practice and the degree of one's restfulness.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, because you are using in between, like, resting, you know, like, you know, resting is, like, very kind of, you know, very important. So if you are practicing and resting, you know, it's really good. Yeah, it's no problem.
Mm-hmm. Coupled with asana practice, I would say that they're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Something, you know, something has to be, you know, it's not like to really, like asana practices, we can say, it's not really to, like, to make muscles, you know, like, it's not that way, you know. Asana practice is like, so that, like, you are together, you know, body and you are together. So, like, because you are, I think you are using, like, rest a lot, you know, like, in between, you know, the savasana, like, use of savasana, then it's no problem, you know, then.
Yeah, because I do my
yeah.
practice very slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the another thing, very slowly means, like, you know, very gently. Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's actually a joy
yeah.
in the practice.
Yeah. But, like, another thing, like, you know, if you see, like, you know, your mindset, you know, your mindset is to enjoy yoga. And there is, like, another mindset who really wants to make best use of, you know, it's like, you know, always on the watch, you know, like just try to imagine, like, a person in the West, you know, has these 17 minutes, like, always kind of on the watch and trying to do this practice. What will happen to that person, you know? Like, I agree with, you know, with you, like, 100%. You know, this is appropriate way to do practices. But, like, you know, this kind of cool mindset, like, the way your mindset, you know, like your mind is, you know, like cool, you know. Yeah. But how many people are that cool, you know? Down, yes.
Mm-hmm. That makes
you
nervous.
Uh huh. Yeah, I think, you know, just going. You don't hear. So she's asking, like, because tomorrow is like our kind of big day, you know. She's not saying, you know, I'm saying kind of, you know. So like, we'll have, like, you know, this around 2.5 hour or 3 hours where we can go and buy, you know, like cheese spread, you know, you know, some goodies, you know. So she's saying that, like, how, you know, I'm kind of little nervous, and certainly, like, you know, if you are in this kind of atmosphere, you know, going out is like, you know, you feel nervous. But I think, you know, like, you know, in the life, many times you, like, when, you know, you have done something, like, new, you always felt nervous, you know. Like, to feel nervous is not, like, anything new, you know. It's always there. And also you handled many times, you know, this nervousness, you know. So, like, my, like, you know, I really know that you will handle it, but still, you know, I will like to say something. And that will be, like, you know, really not in a speedy way, really trying to feel your heart and then being moved by the heart. Like, once you are, you know, the heart is kind of, you know, moving the body, then nervousness will not make any effect on you. So, you know, if you can just really feel and take one step, and then if heart is saying, you know, wait, so wait, you know, like, you take, like, more than 2.5 hours, you know, even if it takes, it's better to, you know, do in this way. Anything? But, like, you know, people will be busy, but you will not be busy. Like, if you be with your heart, then, you know, you will. And also be careful, because people don't know that you are coming from a meditation retreat, you know. So they might kind of, you know, do. So just to, you know, just to be, you know, like, aware and fully with your heart. And also expect that people will behave some, you know, because some kind of madness. So also to know that. Yes, please.
Can you talk a bit more about the treatment that you give to the wings?
Treatment. Like, I think you received one. So if like, if you can say something, you know, what you felt. That every Tuesday night. Yeah, like, because people have been, you know, some people have been asking, like, so then, actually, like, we don't do anything there, you know. kind of like, you know, it's like a we make ourselves like very, very comfortable, you know, the most, and kind of mostly lie down. And try to connect like, you know, like we somewhere we are connected, you know. There is a place, like somewhere like, you know, you are, your body is sitting there, my body is sitting here. There is a kind of distance. And somewhere we are also connected, like without kind of, you know. So try to be there in this connection and let the connection kind of, you know, do something. So this is actually, like, this is what we do, kind of, you know, in terms of doing, you know, we make a comfortable bed, lie down, and try to be there, like. I think, you know, this will be kind of same kind of thing, you know. But here, like when you are sitting here, you know, you are kind of compelled to feel connection. And there you are not compelled, you know. This, like if you are away, then it's your wish to feel connection. Here is like some kind of, you know, because you are in the room, so somehow you are kind of compelled, you know. Please. So actually, like, you know, I kind of, you know, I'm not talking to anybody's mind, you know. Generally, like when I'm talking, like I'm not talking to mind at all. But you know, like that is not like like that is not fun for me, you know, because so like something else, you know, like if I would have been talking to your mind only, I think, you know, you would have left this room, you know, already, you know. And like something probably which doesn't make sense to mind, but somewhere something is understood, you know. It's like, so something like that. I will recommend, but not much, you know, like, you know, there also, like, because breathing is directly connected to prana, you know, and then if pranas are increased, so, like, you know, breathe, but, like, slowly, slowly, you know, if you also want to increase, if you can increase, like, slowly, you know. Yeah. That means I can read. Thank you. So I think yesterday Sage was saying to melt, you know, into this not be a piece of cheese there, but really melt. This was kind of his advice. And continuing from there. Tasmat Atma Sada Vidya Suvichar Vichachanai Par Apar Vibhagen Sthul Sujma Vibhagasa. And he's saying that because this melting gives a vast feeling, like a feeling of connectedness, and really to have this feeling, one should approach this way, and he's using like suvichare, you know, like like if you know, these experiences happen sometime, like you smell something, you know, and if you are in a very, very calm mood, like very, very calm, then also you can see the smell, you know, like there is a possibility in that smell can be seen. Our smell can be touched, like, you know, it's not like somewhere you really know that I have touched smell. You really know that I have seen smell. So suvicharya means really like any idea, you know, if that idea has gone in depth so that idea can be seen, you know. Like, generally we have experiences with idea, you know, idea in our head, not seen, not touched. So it's saying like, if any idea, like idea to practice, can come from the place of where you can see idea, you can touch idea, you can smell idea, kind of, you know, from their place. So suvicharya means some place in us, like a like, you know, if we try to really understand this, what sage means. So like when we smell, you know, like smell from the nose, and then this report goes back somewhere, you know, like some inside, and then we know that this is like smell. Like, you know, there is some place which records smells. There is some place which records seeing. There is some place which records touch. And then these are like inner senses, we can say. And then through these inner senses is passed to another place, which we say generally like is used like a sixth sense, you know, like not only five senses, but to something else, sixth sense. And there is the possibility to really smell, touch, and feel, you know, like all possibilities kind of lie there. Like in another way, like in language of computer, you know, like if you are, say, trying to send some mail where there are also photos, there is also like writing, there is also kind of, you know, singing together. So what, like what will happen to computer, like, you know, when you put this in the computer, so computer will have like a translator, which will, like, one translator will translate, you know, music into music, like subtle language, you know, like into zero ones of music. And then another kind of translator will translate the, say, photos into these dots. And then another, like, probably three, I don't know, like, you know, I don't know, but, like, but my, how I see this works, you know, is like, there will be like these three translators acting for, you know, this one file. And once they have translated, then you send this, you know, then it goes. And if these three translators are not there, then it's not possible to send this file. Like, you know, there will be like something will be stuck. If one of the translator is not working, then this file cannot be sent. So similarly, like, there is, like, in us also, like, there is a place where everything is, like, smell is translated into some language, like some zero ones or whatever you say. Then seeing is also translated, and then also hearing is translated in the same language. And they stay at the same place, like at one place. So he's saying, like, once you start, and that is what actually the sixth sense is. Sixth sense means, like, where everything is recorded. Like, you know, this way, via translators, you know, like, in same kind of language. So when you are doing something from there, from the sixth sense, actually, you are not only, like, seeing it, you also smell it, you also touch it, you know, it's like more possibilities to know, you know, it's not like one side, it's like fully you know, then do. So saying, what you have to do, you really have to find this place which can not only make ideas, which can also touch the ideas, which can also smell the ideas, which can also see the ideas. So this is what Suvichara is. And Suvichara, in Sanskrit, you know, Suvichara, you know, means like really seen, smelled, and like thought, you know. Like, you know, that kind of, you know, like really you are sure about it, you know, not from the certainty, but from something else. Like, there is a certainty which comes because of being certain, because logically you are compelled to accept that. There is one kind of certainty, and this is another kind of certainty, you know, it's not like that. You are not compelled, because logic is there, but because, you know, you see, you feel, you touch, you smell, so then, you know, kind of. So with that kind of certainty, we have to go in our practices from that place. And vibhagen sthul sukshma vibhagasa. And certainly, he's saying that because this is like very, very subtle realm, you know, it's probably zero and one, you know, like it's like one kind of language. So then, certainly it's so subtle that, you know, like, if you remember sometime, like probably in the West it's not possible, in India it's possible, that, you know, you are working on a kind of bad computer, you know, and, you know, this translator stops working. And suddenly the language which is stored in the, you know, that comes on the screen, you know. So you will think, what is this, you know, like, kind of, you know, with that. So something like that. He's saying, like, you know, the language is so subtle that first time when you see it, you know, you will see, what is going, like, you know, like, actually, I was in Pune, I think, in year 94, and this happened to a computer, and then, you know, I couldn't understand, you know, what is this going on, you know, like, what is this, you know, this, like, a strange language. So, what he's saying, like, because this place has very, very strange language, and so you really have to, like, somehow spend time there to know the language. And this is why he's saying, like, su-vichar means you really have to give time so that this decision can come from there to practice. And then certainly connectedness will be felt.
You just used the word decision, and
I know this, like, I know only decision, but it's not this, you know. I already said, you know, it's not like logical decision. It's something, you know, but I don't know in English word, you know. Sorry, but yeah. You know, I really don't know, like, any other word. If you have, you know, I will be happy to know. Because, like, I have to use all these words which I know, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, so. Yeah, whatever, you know.
Just
like, I just...
Allowing. I mean, all of these fail because they all somehow go back to that same...
So something, you know. I think, you know...
Motivation for practice comes from this place. Would that be the way to say it? Not that it's a decision, but the motivation to practice? The,
yeah.
What is like moving us to practice is coming from that place.
From that place, yeah. And then he's saying, parah par nirvana tu aparah srasti bhedatah sthulah mantramayah proktah sushma dhyan ev sansthita. And so he's saying, like, if this has happened, if you found access to this place and practices started from there. So then what he's saying, like, his promise is that nirvana will knock on your door, you know. Like, keep on knocking as long as you will not open the door, you know. It's not that nirvana will come and knock and go away. No, not possible. No, keep on walking as long as you will not open the door. And now he's saying there will be a difference, like, you know, because of the, like, if you have been using mantra, like, because of the technique, you know, the experience of nirvana will be different. And what is difference? Like, now he's saying, like, talking about two paths. Like, if you are using the path of mantra, then nirvana will be felt like vibration. Vibration. And if you are using the path of meditation, then, like, the, like, you know, the first experience will be kind of nothingness, you know, like, like, you know, nothingness, where generally, like, from nothingness we know, like, absence of things. So not the absence of thing, but some kind of nothingness which has existence, you know. Like, Like from nothing, you know, we mean kind of hollow, hollow. But like if nothingness can be existing, like, you know, if that makes sense, I don't know. Nothingness, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not like nothingness, you know, like it's...
Freedom,
yeah, that means freedom, you know, like nirvana is the like word Buddha used, you know, nirvana. Uh-huh. Yeah, but then, like, how people talk about it. Like, if nobody has experience, you know.
No, there's nobody there.
Yeah, but nobody there, you know, somebody knows that nobody there. No, I'm asking, like, you know, like, if you say, you know, like, you know, let's say here, everyone is gone from here. And then Petra is reporting, nobody is there. So that means Petra is there. No? Okay. Yeah, like, you know, like in words we can say, but probably, you know, somebody to report nirvana, you know, probably is like very, very spread. You know, it's not like in this form, like very connected form, but through somebody these reports come. Otherwise, how these reports will come?
So who is the one who knows that nobody is there?
Yeah, like they say that, you know, because after all this, you know, you in a pure form is left to report, like your purest form is left to report.
But isn't that still somebody who is
there? No, probably not somebody, you know, like not as somebody, but like your purest possibility, you know. Like you, who you can be purest, that body. Somehow, like we, you know, these reports are in the book, you know, and people report these things. So somebody, you know, some way has to be there. Like after reporting, you know, some reporter, maybe from, you know, yeah, like any TV channel, you know, has to be there. Otherwise, who will bring the news?
Yeah, actually, like in the beginning,
you know, they say that because, you know, like in the beginning, we are kind of whittling me. We are trying to whittle, you know, making it subtle. So then they say, you know, like you cannot live, like this me cannot be, but somehow like even after it's whittled, you know, like say if I whittle this, so even this is whittled, there will be like space left after that, something, like, you know, the space which is because of my finger, you know, is not here. That will be there. So maybe you add space. So saying that because of the path of mantra, you know, this will be felt as vibration, and because of the path of meditation, this will be felt as like emptiness, which consists everything, you know, like, is not empty, but like, you know, in a, like, very subtle form, consists everything, you know, that kind of emptiness. So he's saying, like, because of the path of mantra, who is knocking on your door and keeps on knocking on your door will be in the form of vibration. And because of the path of meditation, who is knocking and keep on knocking on your door will be the emptiness containing everything, you know, like, kind of. Yeah, like, because, like, you know, the like how it is different, you know, meditation and mantra. So, like, on the, let's say, the on the path of mantra, like, we start chanting, and there comes a time that, you know, chanting is not in the body. Like, chanting becomes like subtle and is happening, and in the beginning you will feel somewhere in the body, like many places in the body, and then this chanting becomes like, you know, is like a, sometimes like when you sing together. And after singing has stopped, like, and there is like a, this wave of energy, you know, like you feel many times. So, you know, that kind of like wave of energy means vibration will be left on the like path of mantra. And on the path of meditation, because you are meditating upon kind of nothingness, you know, You keep on living, your mind, your heart, your emotions, everything is like left behind. So on that part, like almost this emptiness will be experienced. But this emptiness is not empty, you know. It contains, like, once you make your home there in this emptiness, you see that, you know, my sister is also here, you know, my father is also here, you know, like everyone is like slowly you discover that, you know, in this emptiness, you know, everyone is here. Yeah, Subhad. Like we kind of, you know, like we give ourselves like a, you know, a platform to, and then some point we find ourselves via this platform somewhere, like, you know, actually that is meditation, kind of. Like, you know, they're like we, in the beginning we try to do, you know, like we try to see breaths and all these things. But I think as long as this trying is there, you know, meditation doesn't happen. But one day, you know, using lying down, you know, you find yourself somewhere, some state, and that is what meditation is. Yeah. I think I don't make sense, but Nirvana. Yeah, there are like because of the paths, you know, because here he is talking only about two paths, so maybe later he talks about other paths. You know. What kind of person?
What kind of mind? What kind of person?
Like, you know, you know, there is like, there are people who can, who cannot meditate, you know, like whom it's very difficult for them to meditate. So like the second best will be using mantra. Like, you know, if you find yourself, you know, not in meditation, then it's better to use mantra. Like the second best will be mantra. Yeah, also good to do. Sometimes, you know, like you can like use mantra and then also lie down, you know, lie down meditation. Can you speak loudly, please? I think it's not general, you know. So maybe we can sit quietly for a few minutes.